I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Japan spent 72 hours waiting for the other shoe to drop, just weeks following Super Typhoon Hagibis. After millions were flooded, another storm raced in, Typhoon Yaloi. But Robert Adair with Asian Access says the area is still in recovery mode.
The churches we're working with, one of the things they're trying to do is kind of get resources to the people that need them. And so one of the kind of holes in the system they found is that people that are actually out of their homes and in evacuation centers, the government's doing a really good job of making sure they get the food, water, supplies that they need. But those folks who their homes and their residences were damaged, inundated by water, but they are still able to reside there, those folks aren't necessarily getting the relief supplies they need.
This is the same region affected by the triple disaster, so pray for the recovery as old wounds reopen. And a Holy Land tour is celebrating 40 years of ministry for Bethlehem Bible College this November. Teshuv Tours hosts several trips to the Holy Land, including one called the Journeys of Understanding Tour. Marianne Smith says,
so with the journeys, we spend 3 days in Jerusalem to gain a perspective of the Israeli history and where they're coming from. Then we'll spend 3 days in Bethlehem to gain the perspective of the Palestinians. We meet with people from every perspective that are working toward a reconciliation between Israelis and Palestinians.
Smith says anyone is welcome to join one of the tours and support Bethlehem Bible College. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you helps keep MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.